session number 11364, rule 3.
And I never saw one German aircraft in that time, although my squadron on one occasion intercepted some fighters. But I wasn't with them on that particular day. And we went as far, we escorted a lot of bombers over there, and we went down to Paris on one occasion with special long-range tanks. And all the way down and all the way back, which gave them a long time. We never saw a German fighter.
You say you operated against V1 sites yourself, did you?
Yeah.
What were they like to attack?
Well, as I've already said, really, they were difficult to find. They were in woods and things like that. And because the havoc of the bombers had played, all the woods had changed shape anyway.
What did you do after you left the squadron, 33 squadron?
I was then posted to number 12 group in Watnall, near Nottingham, and I became what was known as P2, dealing with officers' postings within the group. It was a fairly large group that had all the operational training units under its command. And very shortly after that, I became the senior personnel staff officer.
So this was administrative?
Administrative job, yes.
Did you ever go back into combat during the rest of
no.
the war?
No. Well, that was I left in August, and by the time I took that job, it was September, and the war finished in 45. No, I did not go back.
Was there ever any threat to take you to the Far East?
No, not with me. In fact, I've been flying, you see, operationally from the beginning of the war, with except the period in the Sudan and the short period as a test pilot, from beginning to end, really. Well, not the end, but until August 1944. That's it.